I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us on the line, maybe to explain some of the noise we're hearing this morning, is Rod Knight. Good morning, Rod.
Morning, Bruce. Thanks. I thought maybe we could start this morning by listening to the soothing sound of spring peepers that earlier in the year tell us spring is here, nature is in control, and life is good.
Now, how good is this weather? Without this water, you know, all these amphibians need some water somewhere. Are all their hot spots drying up during this summertime?
Well, I'll tell you what, I had an inch last night, but I understand what you mean. It's been very dry. You know what? Frogs are very resilient since they've been around for millions of years. They'll handle this mild drought, mild to them.
I always found it fascinating that there could be a tire well, you know, a tire, like a puddle somewhere from an indentation, and in there you'll see a bunch of tadpoles that eventually will work their ways into frogs or whatnot. So they're, as you say, very resilient. We're talking about that because the Valley City Frog Jump Festival is coming up on August 14th at Millstream Park in Valley City, and Rod Knight's very much involved with that. I understand you've got an organization, Valley City Community Group, that's really behind that this year. Tell me a little bit about that group, if you could.
Well, since the mid-1960s, the Frog Jump has been run by the Valley City Chamber of Commerce, and it was time it moved on to other fields. And so we wanted to keep control of this here in the city of Valley City. We started the Valley City Community Group, which is now a nonprofit 501c3 outfit. Our goal is to help make improvements in Valley City. And the first thing we're eyeing is improving the lighting in Millstream Park so that that park can get more use. It's a beautiful place to be.
And that's the location for your annual Frog Jump Festival. For people who have not been to it, take us through kind of how the day progresses.
Well, let's see. First, you get on 303, and then you turn north at the fire station. That'll take you into the park. We start registering to jump frogs at 10. At 11, at quarter to 11, Mayor Ribbit, our life-size frog mascot, enters the ring, and we have an opening ceremony. At 11 o'clock promptly, we start jumping flight number one, and we divide our jumpers into groups of 20 that we call flights, and we're looking at 35 flights this year, which would be a total of some 700 frogs.
So you're telling me at this moment there are about 700 frogs registered to participate?
No, they aren't registered yet. Some of them are. We have online registration that will close a little later today, but most of them register at 10 o'clock and on the grounds there.
Rod,
we've got lots of other things going. I need to say about the community group, it sounds like a change, and it's a name change, but the organizers and leaders of it are basically the same people that have been running the Frog Jump via the Chamber of Commerce for years and years and years. So from that account, you won't see many changes. But we do have some new additions. We've got a new logo this year that'll be on our T-shirt and our beer mugs and our trophies. That logo features our mascot, Mayor Ribbit, who's been with us for 13 years now. And by the way, these beer mugs are highly sought out commemorative keepsakes, so they disappear fast. We've got a couple of new vendors. The Quaker Steak and Lube will be there offering some wings, but at noon they have a wing-eating contest. Later in the afternoon, they have a contest to see who can fastest eat an order of atomic wings. That ought to be kind of interesting. Minute Mart is going to be there. Their mascot's Captain Cool and the World Blend Bean. We'll have some giveaways, food, and games. And so all in all, it's the same, but it's different. We've added more stuff.
Rod, you say you've got about 700 frogs taking part. Where do you get these frogs, and what happens to them after the big day on Sunday?
Two categories. We provide rental frogs for those folks who come who cannot or will not go out and slosh around in a pond and catch their own frogs. Those we take excellent care of. They will be back in ponds before the day ends on Sunday. The other category is people who bring their own, and we urge them to do the same. Take doggone good care of those frogs. They're part of nature. They're important, and it's a good lesson for the kids how to take care of them. So we hope they get back to their ponds early Sunday, or late in the day Sunday, too.
You have a tip on how to catch a frog and then how to keep it so it's ready and safe for your big event on Sunday?
Sure. Frog catching usually is done at night when it's dark. You walk around the edge of a pond, and with a flashlight, often they'll be sitting on a little ring of dry land between the water and the grass, looking into the pond. Put that light in their eyes, which momentarily freezes them, and if you're quick, it's just long enough for you to grab the little bugger, and then you put them in a container of some sort. Some people use pails and buckets, but you have to have a lid because they'll jump out of it. But if you got a lid, then you got to have holes in it. And please do not use tap water. The chlorine or the chemicals in there are not good for a frog's skin. Get some pond water and keep it moist, but not so the frog's swimming all night long.
Rod, if I need to rent a frog, what should I look for in a true champion?
Ha ha! Well, it seems like the kids believe that a large frog is going to jump farther, but often it is not so. And the teeny, teeny little frogs, like the spring peeper we heard when we started here, well, they're only, an eighth or a quarter of an inch long, so they're not going to do real well. So, on average, something in mid-size makes a good jumper. But then again, you got to get into the psyche of a frog, and I don't know how to go there. So it's kind of a luck of the draw there.
Now, like any track and field event, explain a little bit. Is it three jumps and you add them together, or how does this whole thing work?
You start out in the center of our ring, and the frog has three jumps. And at the end of that third jump, we make a measurement. So if the frog goes straight out for three, you probably do reasonably well. If he goes out two and back one, not so good.
Yeah, not so good. You got to keep going. And again, this is coming up on Sunday at Millstream Park in Valley City. I understand you talked about Mayor Ribbitt. Mayor Ribbitt's on Twitter now this year. What can we expect to see from Mayor Ribbitt when we go to his Twitter handle?
Well, Mayor Ribbitt, we want to see, our jumping ring is near one end of the Millstream Park, and a lot of the other activities are near the other end. So we want to make sure the people up there who have registered and are waiting for their frog know when it's time to get back down to the ring for their flight. So Mayor Ribbitt will be tweeting the flight status, and so just tune in to that, and that way you can keep track so you do not miss your flight. Don't be late.
Yeah, you got to be there. Probably give maybe one or two calls or last call to get you down there so that you're going to be there at the time that you need to do this. Now, the big event then happens near the very end when you have probably the people that have worked their way through their different flights, and then you crown a champion. Is that right?
That's exactly right. If you win your flight, at the end of the day, you can jump again in the grand jump off. All the winners of all the flights compete, and then we present a trophy to each flight winner. We present the grand champion trophy and the reserve champion trophy. We present a trophy for the longest jump of the day and for the shortest jump of the day, which could be 2 or 3 inches.
Just straight up, or a negative jump, I guess. Well, I don't know if it can jump backwards, but that still counts as a jump. You've got music there, lots of food, so there's things to do in between your jumps, as well as people who just come out to watch this crazy event take place. Again, it is the Valley City Frog Jump Festival. It is on Sunday, August 14th at Millstream Park in Valley City. Our guest has been Rod Knight, who joins us this morning every year as well. And we appreciate your time again this year, and thanks again for continuing on with this very fun event for the 55th year.
If you got just a moment here, I wanted you to hear a sound we haven't done before. This is a screaming bullfrog. Isn't that a thing of rare beauty?
That's what is he asking for? I mean, usually these things have to do with, hey, I'm over here, Miss Frog, look at me, I'm really great. Or any idea what that noise might mean to another frog?
Well, it means get the heck out of here. I'm caught, and I don't want to be caught. Let me alone.
Well, then again, of course, some of them will have stories to tell on Monday when they all get back in the pod and they tell a little bit about how well they did during their own version of Olympics with the Valley City Frog Jump Festival. Again, Rod, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Happy jumping.